Gold Central Victoria with ABBA and SOS at 13 past 5. Total fire ban has been declared for the state of Victoria tomorrow. Very hot and sunny expected tomorrow. Bendigo 45, Maryborough 43, Castlemaine also 43 degrees, Ballarat 39. Overnight, Bendigo 29, Ballarat 27. Currently 40 in Bendigo and 38 for Ballarat.
It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And joining me this afternoon, Jeff Kramer. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm going very well, thanks, Daniel, apart from melting a little bit, but not too bad, thanks.
I heard a rumour it's a little warm outside.
Yeah, it's we've had quite a spell of warm weather the last couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, and that brings us...
More to come.
Yeah, and that brings us to our first point. I was going to talk to you about fishing in hot weather. A lot of people might want to try and wet a line.
Yeah, look, we've noticed that the fish aren't biting as well with the hotter weather. They've slowed up quite a bit because the water temperature has gone up, and that definitely doesn't suit trout, but the navies and the redfin should still be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going out in the hot weather, there's some things you need to do, although I'm not sure why you would go in the middle of the day.
Sure.
But don't forget your slip, slop, slap, and keep your fluids up. But go fishing at first light, just as the light's getting on the water, or just after sunset. They're the best times for when the fish will still be active and out feeding. And also, you've got to look for spots where fish might hold up in shady areas, things like places under bridges,
yep,
or in the shade of trees. So if you're on a river, there'll always be a shady side and a sunny side. Get to the shady side for a lot of reasons, but the fish are more daring and will potentially be biting in the shade. And I've caught heaps of redfin under small bridges on little irrigation channels, you know.
Okay.
So sometimes there's that many fish they can hardly fit under there. Interesting.
I was going to ask that question. I didn't want to ask because I thought it might have been a bit silly, but fish obviously still feel the heat as well.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, and so they're looking for shade all the time.
Mm.
And in the river, if there's snags there or woody debris, they'll look for shade under there. So it's and when I've been in the survey boats, all the big yellow belly are in under the willow trees.
Okay.
Shade under there. So they do obviously like those hideaway spots that will be a bit cooler. It might only be 1 or 2 degree cooler, yep, but they'll notice it.
Oh, well, there we go. I've learned something new today. There's a bit of a blitz going on around Port Phillip Bay. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, look, Fisheries did a blitz down the coast just over Christmas, and then just since Christmas they've done a blitz around Port Phillip Bay and Western Port Bay and checked over 2,700 anglers, and they got a 93% compliance rate amongst those anglers with the regs, which is really good. So what that says, only about 19 anglers didn't follow the regs, and they were things like no licence, small fish, or too many fish. And Fisheries reckon that's pretty good, that anglers are doing a pretty good job and sticking with the regs, apart from those 19, of course.
Yeah. What happens to those particular 19? Would most of them receive a fine or a warning?
Yeah, well, look, they make their judgment.
Yep.
If you're a little bit ignorant of the regs and you've only got one small fish or something, it might be a verbal warning.
Yep.
Otherwise, it'll be an on-the-spot fine, which could be anything up to $200 or $300.
Wow. Wow.
Sometimes if you haven't got a licence, and they'll say, look, you get a licence, send me a copy of it.
Yep.
Within 7 days and you won't hear anything more. So
okay.
Fisheries officers are pretty good, actually, like that, I believe. They make a good, sensible judgment.
Is that because you don't want to get caught? You're making those statements?
Yeah. They've been checked a few times.
Yeah.
They know me pretty well. So
fair enough. Look, if you do the right thing...
Well, enough now, I don't need a licence anymore, but I still keep a licence just in case.
I guess if you do the right thing, you've got nothing to worry about. Speaking of doing the right thing, where can we catch a fish this weekend?
Look, bearing in mind my comments relative to the hot weather, Lake Wenda is still good, but mostly evening fishing,
yep,
for trout and redfin and a couple of tench. Moorabool Reservoir early morning. It's elevated up about 650 metres, so it's a little bit cooler, the water out there. Once again, the Loddon River is well worth a look from Newbridge to Bridgewater. And the other spot that they've been getting a few fish lately, the Kerang Lakes, that's Kangaroo, Boga, Charm and Merrin. But you need to be there early morning or evening once again.
Oh, there's some good spots to try and catch a fish this weekend. Jeff, we really appreciate your time. We'll catch up soon.
Good on you, Daniel. Catch you then.
Bye-bye.